Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
That's what's up.
Thank you. Normally we'd have a Friday Buzz 24/7 for you, but everybody had to split. Kelly had an emergency dentist thing. Every roadkill is working the street just for some extra cash or some drum money. Kayla, well, I haven't found her. Don't know where she is. So it's just me. So we're going to do a best of. And we're going to give you today for Archive Thursday an interview with Food Network star Guy Fieri. Here you go. All right, Friday on the Buzz, of course, kind of a gray day in New England, but it's 6:03 day, man. It's New Hampshire's old zip code. And who do I find? I'm sitting there at home last night, and, I'm on Instagram, and I follow the guy on Instagram. And so I check out Instagram, and there's Guy Fieri from the Food Network, you know, from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, from The Minute to Win It, you know, been on with us many times. And there he is on Instagram in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
But
at least
what?
That's where the picture was.
Yeah.
So you come to town, and I don't get a text. I don't get a call.
Greg was very sad.
I'm hurt, bro.
I thought that you were still working at that one restaurant where I saw you last time.
Guy Fieri in New Hampshire. Hey, nice to have you in the state. I know you're going to be doing a Triple D taping. We can't really talk about it. It's secretive, but I also know there's a lot going on with you. How have you been, man?
Man, turning and burning, but I'll tell you, I haven't been to New Hampshire for quite a while. Last time we were up there, we were at Manchester at the Red Arrow Diner.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys, listen, I don't know why the advertisement to visit New Hampshire doesn't start with, we have killer food.
Yeah.
I mean, we went to, how many places have we seen so far? 5 places, and we got a couple more that we're doing today before we head back down to Boston. But, man, what a great food scene up here, man. You got some funky little joints. You got some old school. You got some real contemporary. I mean, it's, we went and had a vegetarian restaurant last night at, by the hotel called the Green Elephant.
Yeah.
I mean, just, you guys got it going, man. Congrats.
How is it, Guy? I was just down the street at the Franklin Oyster House having a couple oysters while you were at the Green Elephant.
Yeah, and word travels fast. And you know, the funny thing is, Guy, as a longtime, you know, watcher of Triple D and what that's done to raise the profile of little places, independently owned places that do, you know, more above average fare, they're popping up like crazy. And I got to think that the awareness and the trend that is happening in the restaurant industry is kind of a result of maybe Triple D. You think that's fair to say?
Well, I don't think I could take that kind of, I don't think I could take that level of it. But I'll tell you what, you know, I think what people are doing, I think the whole revolution of food, it has been happening for the last 10 years. And I just happen to be, you know, one of the players in it. But you know what it is people are becoming far more conscious and far more aware of what they're eating, what they're feeding their kids, you know, just what they're doing with their money. And it's like, you know, for instance, you go to some of these places that, you know, maybe somebody went to when they were here in New Hampshire, like Moxie, you know, in Portsmouth,
mm-hmm.
or maybe The Kitchen, you know, or maybe they went over to a place like 45 Market Street Bakery and Cafe. I mean, those are just random names. I'm thinking, not I went there anything yesterday, but
dude, I love The Kitchen. I love that you went there. That's awesome.
When you're not,
well, I'd say I went there. I mean, I might have known somebody that went there, but you know, I can't.
I understand, Guy Fieri.
But you know, the thing is people want real food.
Yeah.
People want to know where the food's coming from. People.
Mm-hmm.
There's a real relationship, and it's so awesome to see this happening because it was going on. We just took like a 30-year break because everybody thought we could eat faster and quicker and cheaper and you know, with more sensational flavors, and they didn't know where it was coming from. It was coming out of a microwave from behind a door.
Yeah.
So now people are getting back to the basics, and I'm just happy to be on that train.
This is Guy Fieri.
On the way to Flavortown, baby.
He's in New Hampshire for the day. He's got a big event coming up in Boston, which we'll talk about. Go ahead, Roadkill.
When you're home and just relaxing, what is it that you like to eat? Because, I mean, you're out all over the country eating amazing foods, but what is your kind of go-to thing?
It is like the lottery. It's like the NFL draft in my house every day when it comes to what are we going to have. First thing will happen at about 7 a.m. My little guy Ryder will get up, and he will start to lobby. He will start to pitch what he thinks he has. Then my wife Lori will weigh in with what's coming up this week and things that we've already had.
Right.
And then my son Hunter will offer to help if we'll make what particular dish he would be interested in. So we go through this lot. Then my parents weigh in, who have a house next door to me.
Yeah.
They'll weigh in. And so then it goes through this whole debate up until about noon, or someone's got to go to either the farmer's market or someone's got to go to the grocery store. So it's all over the board. If I told you that we eat one type of food, we did change quite a bit, though. You know, maybe 10 years ago, we probably had pasta three times a week at home.
Yeah.
And we're into a lot more whole grains, a lot more veggies, a lot less protein, a lot less meat. Mm-hmm. We eat chicken and lamb, and we eat everything. You know, there's nothing we don't eat. But it's interesting, man. Even our, even from our chef household, times are changing.
Yep. Go ahead, Laura.
When you come to a place like New Hampshire and Portsmouth, I'm sure you have a few places lined up, but are you going to other places while you're here that weren't in your schedule and maybe thinking about future shows, or are you just incorporating it into the show while you're here?
No, we do a bunch of research. Back in the day, when Triple D first started, I think it was almost 10 years ago, and we're just getting ready to air our 300th episode.
That's awesome.
So that's just, that's so many restaurants they can't even think. But, we have the places. We do the research. We get down to the health department report because everybody's counting on me to give them the real deal. And I can't guarantee that everything that in the restaurant is great. I can't say that. I can only say the things that I try. If I put it on the show, then it's something that I'm saying I think is good. I'm not a food critic by any means. I'd never be called that. I'm just going and trying to visit it like you guys would all visit. Like I visit it when I'm not doing the show. And once in a while, when we get back from shooting the show, I'll still be hungry at the end of the day. Trust me, there's a lot going on. And we'll find a funky little joint. And sometimes, we come back into town just to come back to that place that we kind of just stumbled upon on our own.
Yeah, and people are throwing suggestions at you all the time. And I want to ask about the Best Buddy things, but Kelly has a question.
Guy, have there ever been any just complete catastrophes? You get in a restaurant, you go, and you had to tell the guy, this is terrible.
It doesn't happen anymore, but back in the freshman years of the show,
right?
The internet wasn't even as strong. The research wasn't as strong. Everything continues to evolve at such a rapid pace.
Yeah.
So there were a couple places back in the day that maybe didn't make the air. That tape was lost.
Yeah.
And that's tough. That's really tough because this is blood, sweat, and tears. This is people trying to make it go. But it's now. I'm telling you, the funny thing is, 90% of the places that we go to have seen Triple D. Have told us about how they've improved their operations, how they've improved their menu selections, how they've improved their techniques from watching the Food Network.
Right.
And not my show, but watching the Food Network in general. So, I'm a huge fan of the network and what we do because I think that we're really, I think it's just really helping our culture about our awareness of food. And it's so tangible now. You go on the internet, you get a phenomenal video about how to make a turducken. Come on. Back in the day, you had to look at stick drawings.
Yeah,
that one out.
Guy is going to be in Boston coming up tomorrow. He's doing an event with an organization that we've worked with and are very fond of, the Best Buddies. You got a challenge down there. You're going to be hanging out with Tom Brady, Guy.
Oh, I'm going to tell you something. Brady's awesome.
Yeah.
You guys all here in New England, you guys all love Brady. I come from the West Coast, so I have a different team that I'm a fan of. My wife's a diehard Pats fan, and I hit quite a few games with her and her family.
Mm-hmm.
But, here's the great thing. Best Buddies is this phenomenal organization started by Anthony Shriver. And if you know this history of this, Anthony Shriver's mom, Eunice Shriver, started Special Olympics.
Right.
So Anthony's taken this a step further, and he's done this. He's developed this organization called Best Buddies that works with intellectually disabled adults. And I got to tell you something. Growing up and having a cousin with intellectual disabilities really gave me a pretty good awareness of what goes on and what doesn't go on. And so when I had an opportunity, when I met Anthony, he started telling me about it. He wasn't even five words into the description. I said, I'm in, dude.
Right.
Just tell me where and just tell me what. So we put on this fantastic event. And again, Brady's so gracious with his time. I mean, that guy's got a million things going on. Mm-hmm. But he throws this gigantic football game with celebrities and athletes and buddies and sponsors all right there at Harvard Stadium. So you, if you haven't been to it, well, you guys have.
Yeah.
It's outrageous.
Yeah.
But then while he's doing that, you know, I started to slowly develop into, well, what can I do to help? So I started to throw a tailgate. And the tailgate started out with me and a few buddies cooking, to me and a bunch of buddies cooking, to me starting to recruit my favorite chefs from Triple D and just favorite chefs that, you know, are there operating in Boston. So we throw a huge, huge culinary party along with the football game, which all leads into the big bike race on Sunday or Saturday. It takes everybody down to Hyannisport for the big lobster feed.
Yeah.
So if you haven't been involved with Best Buddies and you haven't seen what's going on, trust me, if you're in this area, you got to check it out.
Yeah, it's great. It's definitely, it's a great organization. It's all about inclusion, that we finally got it up here in New Hampshire as well. So it's great to be associated with it. And thank you for doing what you do for Best Buddies. But I know you got a busy schedule, man, but it's always good to hear. You can follow Guy, by the way, on Instagram. That's how you know where he is, you know. But
that's how you track me. And, you know, I'll tell you something. It's so funny. We flew in so late. We got in late Wednesday. Our flight was delayed from Cali.
Yeah.
We come bouncing in. We got up to New Hampshire, which, by the way, you guys, this is the peak of the season. My son Hunter's with me. He just finished his first year in college.
Yeah.
And he's like, Dad, why haven't we been to this state before? So you guys have it going on, man. What a beautiful place and really nice people. So thanks for having us back up. And if you got recommendations, let us know. And the next time I come in town, I will make better. I will give advance warning.
It's okay, man. Is the car with you? That's what listeners are texting me. They want to know if the car is with you.
The car is with me, and that's the sad state of affairs, is that when we're out here, like, we're going to be shooting East Coast again in about a month.
Yeah.
So the car doesn't get to come home. It stays in limbo.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. And, so I don't even get to drive it this summer.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Today you can. Hey, good to talk to you, Guy. Have a great day at the secret location. Always enjoy Triple D and everything you do, man. Appreciate it.
You guys are awesome, man. Right. Thanks for the help with Buddy.
You got it. Best to you, man. That's
Guy Fieri.
Yeah, awesome. Good guy.
There it is. All right. Hey, thank you. Sorry about that. We'll be back to normal on Monday, but here is to you having a great rest of the day. We'll see you tomorrow, Friday, 5:30 a.m.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.